Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Alright, nou hier by ons vanmorgen, Matt Gardner. It's our first time chatting to you. How's you, man? Are you well?
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
No, man, it's a privilege to have you over. We're going to get to the song a little bit later. Firstly, are you doing well? Are you busy writing songs and living the rock star life and everything?
Yeah, we're writing a whole bunch this week. It's really exciting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Matt, I want to ask you, you're probably one of the friendliest people I've ever seen in my entire life. Do you ever have a bad day? I think your face doesn't lean itself to be to have a frown.
No, sometimes it's a bad day. But that's only like if I'm running late or something like that.
See, he says with the biggest smile on his face.
Come on, Matt. Be real, man. Is it going really well or really bad? What's up?
It's going well. I'm enjoying myself.
I'm just kidding, man.
Promise, no lies.
Let's go back. Where did it all start for you? Was it the 2016 season? When did it all happen for you?
Oh, I started singing when I was a kid.
Right.
Since I can remember, really. My mom is a huge fan of Robbie Williams.
Oh, did you go and watch?
So, no, I wish. Oh, I really wanted to, but it just didn't line up.
Yeah.
But I learned how to sing listening to Robbie Williams.
Wow.
And ever since actually, the first time I tried to audition for a choir, I was told I couldn't sing. And I was told I'd never have a singer's voice or whatever that means.
What?
So that happened. And then I was like, nah, I don't believe you. So I ended up going to a different school because I got bullied, and then I joined the choir, and then...
I want to get back to the story, but I had a vocal coach at some point. I know you wouldn't believe it, but a vocal coach at some point, and she said that our vocal cords were more made to sing than to talk, which was crazy. Yeah, and it was a very well-known vocal coach. It wasn't like a hiertje. It was a well-known coach, and she said to me that our vocal cords were more made to sing than to talk, which is interesting.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then okay, so you joined the choir, started singing in the choir, right?
Yeah, and then I was captain in my last year at primary school at Merkiston back in KZN. And then I went to Maritzburg College, joined the choir there, and then I started playing like these little school shows and all of that kind of stuff. And then just before I turned 16, I played my first ever like gig, opening for Prime Circle. In PNB, so that was crazy.
Come on!
And now a couple of those guys are good friends of mine, especially his name's Neil. He's the keyboard player for Prime Circle. He's absolute legend. He lives in Pietermaritzburg as well.
Yeah.
So I see him all the time.
Who opens for Prime Circle as their first gig?
I got lucky.
It's unbelievable, let me tell you. And I mean, I think that... Was it stressful?
I was stressed before. But that was the moment that I knew that this was what I wanted to do forever. Because as I stepped up onto the stage and I saw all the people, I just knew immediately. I was like, this is my life. This is what I want to do. I don't care about anything else.
Did you ever have a plan B, or was that it? You were like, I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to be a singer. That's me.
So I did all right at school. So my family urged me to study something. So I went to Tux and I studied engineering on a bursary.
Oh, come on.
And then after a year, I was like, nah, I don't want to do this. I want to play music.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. Wow. Engineering and music.
No, I just can't deal with this because it was like, kind of people said I couldn't sing. Okay, and then I opened for Prime Circle. I did all right at school, and then I went to study engineering.
They do say maths and music go hand in hand, though.
Really?
Yeah, they say that like if you're good at maths, you should have an easier time with music. Or if you're good with music, you should have an easier time with maths.
Ruben, how did that work out for you?
At school? No. Lately, it's gone better. But at school, never. Yeah, I sucked at maths, eh? Like big time. Listen, I think everybody's sitting here and saying, please, we want to hear Matt sing now. Because apparently, some of the teachers said on a young age he couldn't sing. And now he's proved them wrong. We're going to get to the brand new single. So what we're going to do now is let's do the traffic. And then we're going to take a break. And after, did you bring your guitar?
Yes, sir.
I think let's have Matt do one song live. Zdrahmia.
Yeah, and please, if you know who Matt's choir teacher was with his first audition, I need you to send the Groot FM streaming link. You've got about 5 minutes and go.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
In Matt, you are here. You brought your guitar with, right?
Yes, sir.
Matt, please, man. I haven't seen you live ever yet. This will be my first time. I consider myself highly privileged to have you in the studio this morning for the first performance live. What are you going to sing for us, firstly?
I'm going to play you guys Satellites.
Right. I want to, but what's the story behind this song?
So the story behind this is my fiance is a huge fan of all things space.
Okay.
So I was watching her. This sounds really creepy. I promise it's not. I was watching her through the window. She was outside in the sun. Yeah. And our room happened to be just on the other side of that. And I was looking out and I suddenly thought, you know, space is beautiful and everyone finds space beautiful, but she's more beautiful than space. So I wanted to liken all the space things to her.
Oh, man. Space is beautiful, but she's more beautiful than space. How's that for a line? Come on.
That's not in the song, unfortunately.
You should write that song.
There you go. B-side.
Take it away. Here we go. Matt Gardner live.
Satellites and shooting stars don't get me as high as you do.
Die Crew at Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunia op Groot FM 95.5.
Found my forever, let's you and me just run away, let's run away.
Come on, come on. Matt Gardner, you know what? Every now and again, I listen to a song, and then I think to myself, I wish I wrote that song. And this is one of those. Would you stop punt the scorer? You'll score points all the way, hey? If you write that song.
And now with the extended version, can you imagine?
Amen. That's next level. Now, it's a beautiful song. Like, what's your writing process? Do you start with lyrics or music? Where do you start?
It's different every time. Sometimes I'll have an idea on the guitar, and then I'll put that there, and then I'll try and write on that. Or I have, like, this cool line that pops into my head, and then I have to make music for it. Or I'll make a whole, like, instrumental thing, and then afterwards, and I'm like, okay, cool, I need to write words to this now. So it's different every single time. I think every song has its own way of being born.
Wow. And is it a case of you enjoy writing on your own? Do you enjoy writing with somebody? What's your preference?
Writing by myself is a bit boring. I think it's more fun to be in a room full of people, with hearing everybody's ideas and just hearing, because I mean, like, I can think something's cool, but someone could have something that's way cooler than what I had. Like, for example, like Erin and myself, my fiance, she also has incredible ideas and she's like a harmony machine. So I'll do something and she'll be like, what if you try it this way? And then it sounds better. So writing by myself, it's fun to get like a base idea. But I think to refine things, I think you got to have lots of brains on it.
And your influence musically?
Oh, so many. I'd say Ed Sheeran's a big one.
Yeah.
I'd say John Bellion's also a massive one. Ryan Tedder from One Republic.
Mm.
Knox from the USA. Even Will Lindley's starting to creep in there too.
Yes.
And Matthew Mole as well. So I've got a lot of influences and I respect all these guys so much. And to just be able to even know half these guys is crazy.
But, I mean, you've shared the stage with Prime Circle, obviously, you said earlier. But, I mean, even Matthew Mole you've shared the stage with.
Oh, yeah. I've played a lot of shows with Matt before. He's great. Sounds amazing every time I watch him.
Yeah, he's a creative machine, eh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think he just thinks of something, and then whatever he thinks of and he plays, it just sounds great.
Unbelievable. Net hierna gaan ons voort, en dan gaan ons verder met hom gesels, en dan gaan ons nou kom by die splinter in my enkelsnit, wat Matt Gardner saam met Roos geskryf het. Pretoria, let's roar. Ons gaan net hierna gaan ons daaroor gesels.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunia op Groot FM 95.5.
And we're going to talk about that brand new song of yours, but now, before we get to the song, how on earth does one land a gig like this? Writing a song for a cricket team in Pretoria, how do you land a gig like that?
So the Capitals contacted David Gresham Records, amazing label that I'm signed to, and they thought that I would write a cool one for the cricket team. So they put me in touch, I wrote one, and I think it was actually the first version that I wrote. They were like, yeah. Let's work on that. That's the base.
Okay, right. So, but now, your background of cricket. Did you play cricket?
Yes, not well, though.
Okay. Thanks for being honest on that. But here's the thing now. I mean, now I'm thinking to myself, you get this call or this meeting, and they say, right, you've been assigned to write a song for a cricket team. Where do you start? Like, how do you write a song out of nothing?
So I think for something like that, I just had to think about what it feels like, firstly, to be in the stadium, And that feeling, you know, like wave your flag that came out for the 2010 World Cup.
Yes.
Something like that. You got to like figure out how to make a song that has energy, but also can like rev up a crowd and get behind the players and get the players to feel all revved up as well.
And also it has to be like an anthem, like an anthem-y type of vibe. Eh?
That was my thought as well. My thought was, okay, well, there's a couple ways to do that. And the one was to do like a shout, which is the AO, come on, Pretoria, let's roar. So their thing is, like their hashtag that they've been using is roar some more. So like it's like roar together some more. So so that was what we decided to go with. It's like Pretoria, let's roar, because their badge is also a lion. So it was just like just had to try and make something that the crowd could sing. Because that was probably the tricky part, is because I'm used to trying to like write like a pop chorus kind of thing where it's like, but that also helps because like for satellites that world part is like very sing along catchy kind of thing.
Yes.
So super similar to do something for like a stadium vibe to get people to sing along and to make an anthem.
Was that the brief from their side? It was like, listen, Matt, do what you want, but we need you to rile the crowd.
Yeah. So it was like, try and capture what it feels like to live in Pretoria. Give it some energy. It needs to be an anthem. The crowd needs to be able to sing it. It needs to rev the players up. And it was super fun to make it.
And Matt, let me tell you as well, I mean, the opportunity of this, I mean, the amount of people that attends these matches, it's huge. And I mean, that opens a lot of doors for you as well as an artist.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were at the game on Tuesday, and every time there was a wicket, every time there was a four, every time there was a six, when the players walked out, when the game ended, the song was just...
How does it feel?
Surreal. Crazy.
Hey?
It was very... The first time I heard it in the stadium was on Tuesday. And the first time it played, I was like, no way. It was super crazy to hear my voice blasting around the stadium.
I can imagine.
It was so cool, though. It was so cool.
Did you sing along?
Yeah. I think we all did.
Exactly.
Now, I've got to say, from our side as a Pretoria-based radio station, we love it because if there's anything that's news about the Capitals, it was like, okay, here's an excuse to play the song. Yeah, it's not just a stadium song if you're a Pretoria-based radio station.
And then you sing, is it Rouge?
Yeah. So she put on such a cool rap verse. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Like, because we had to get the version that the Pretoria Capitals were like, okay, this is the one. And then once we had that got sent to Rouge, and she just put on this really, really sick verse. Like, I remember getting it back and going, damn, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because I've never had a song ever where I've had like a rapper on it with me.
Yeah.
It's crazy, and she's so good.
Man. Nou ja, hier is die ding nou. Ek dink kom ons doen gou die verkeer. And then straight after that, we're going to play you the brand new song from Matt Garner. It's called Pretoria, Let's Roar, featuring Roos. Hy is op pad hier.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.5. We shine, we light up the sky. Together we're endless, so you and I will take it higher. We won't stop the fire. Oh, oh, stand tall, stand free. Oh, oh, this is who we're meant to be.
Daar sy nou, Pretoria, let's roll. Matt Garner op Groot FM 95.5. You know what the other thing is? Is I'm thinking to myself, you need to be so careful with the beats per minute on the song as well to get that right.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, for dancing, it's one thing. For getting a crowd, but getting a cricket crowd to sing along on an anthem type of vibe, you need to get that right as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So it actually started with, like, when I started making it, it was kind of like it was almost like EDM, kind of.
Yes.
It was like electronic pop that I made. And the BPM actually stayed exactly the same, because I think it's like 110 or something like that. So I think it was the perfect thing. It's just that perfect, like, just underline, especially if you've got the four on the floor kick going.
Yes.
Then it's like, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
It just keeps going, and it's like, it just keeps the energy there the entire time.
Great song, man. So as you know, enige van hierdie cricket wedstryde gaan bywoon die SA Betway SA 20, gaan jy definitief 'n liedjie daar hoor in Pretoria, so maak seker jy kry jouself daar uit. So there's a video of the song as well, which is really cool. I saw the video.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Where did you shoot that?
The video,
different locations,
the ones, are you talking about the video that came out with like the players and that?
Yes.
Oh, they made that. That was so cool.
Yeah.
And that's the most views I've ever got on a reel in my whole life. crazy. It's got like 3.7 million views or something like that.
Oh, wow.
On Instagram, which is crazy.
No, well done, man. Awesome.
Cricket fans are hardcore, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And people in Pretoria are even worse.
I want to squeeze you for another song, man. Matt.
Okay.
Can you do one for us?
Yeah,
another
one. Let me think of one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I just want to think what'll sound nice on here. Maybe I could do...
Out of the huge repertoire.
Maybe I could do... Believer might sound a bit weird on the guitar, but I'll try it.
Yeah, let's see what you get. Yeah, man. Let's just try something lekker. Matt Gardner live here on Groot FM 90.5. By the way, what guitar is that? Is that a Taylor?
Yeah, Taylor GS Mini.
Taylor. Beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
What is the guitar that Ed plays with?
He used to be on a Martin, Baby Martin, but he now has his own signature guitar with a company called Loudon.
But also small baby size.
Yeah, also small. Because what I find nice for it is for looping. It's got like a nice like fat body, but it's smaller, so it resonates better to sound like a kick drum when you like tap it.
Okay, cool. All right, here we go. Matt Gardner live.
Okay, let's see if I can remember the chords.
It seems like everywhere I go, I can't pick up on the undertones.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM
90.5. Oh, I know I'm a big believer.
Come on, man. I'm picking up a lot of positive vibes in your music. It's like you are such a motivational guy just by singing about the music that you do. Like, is that your vibe? Is that what you're trying to create, to be positive and to inspire? Through music?
Yeah, absolutely. So the number one goal for me with my songs is to basically like share my life through music to everybody, and to just spread, as you say, positivity and good vibes to the world. And like, obviously some songs are a bit more sad.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I think music is my way of telling my story and doing, like, basically explaining in a song what I can't say in words, because I also try to invoke the feeling in the music that I've got. And
yeah, well, so that's a true musician, eh? That's such a honest, true musician answer.
I try my best.
But also, and I want to get to that, I ask it a lot, but I mean, being a songwriter, a raw songwriter, talented songwriter, your feeling about the role of AI in music now, are you pro, are you against it?
Oh, no, I think I'm definitely pro, because AI can basically be, instead of sometimes, like, if you are on your own, like for example in PMB back in KZN, I'm a bit more isolated from like being in groups of people writing songs. So it's cool to sometimes have like a quote unquote like co-writer in the room with you, and it's like they can help you. Like, if you can't figure something out, like, just put it in and see what it gives you. And even if you just use like a tiny thing, or just get a different perspective of what's going on, I think it can help a lot.
Crazy. Let's talk about the future for Matt. What does the future look like? What are the plans for you next?
Lots of new music, lots of shows, and hopefully in the near future, moving up the side.
Yeah, man, that'll be great.
That's the goal. That's what we'd really like to do.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Right, so where can people follow you on socials?
So you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. It's all of them are exactly the same. It's Matt Gardner Official.
Okay.
And then YouTube, I think, is exactly the same as well.
Right.
And yeah, that's my socials are all exactly the same thing.
Right. En nou weet jy ook, as jy by een van die cricket wedstrijde sê, hoor die lekker liedjie wat speel daar, so Pretoria Capitals theme song, Pretoria Let's Roar, then you know who you're talking to, who you're listening to. Thank you so much for your time, man. It was great meeting you. And jy het ons kom bederf hier met jou muziek this morning. Jy is Afrikaans, want jy praat bietjie Afrikaans.
Ek kan 'n bietjie Afrikaans
praat. Ja, nee, maar nou moet ons, kom ons sê onderuit Afrikaans gedoen het, ons moet dit gedoen het.
Now, unfortunately, this is live radio, so you can't back out, Matt. So when you come to the dark side, to Gauteng, shotgun, the first gap you have to come back and you have to do the entire interview in Afrikaans.
I'll do my best. it might take longer, but do my best.
Come in at 7 and then we'll keep you till 9.
Amazing. Right. Perfect. Thank you guys so much for having me on today. It's been amazing.
All the best.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.